Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Coming up in just a bit, the kid who'd eat anything. I wasn't. Well, I guess maybe I was that kid. And it is National Dessert Day, as we mentioned at the top. Tom and Laura in the morning. What's your favorite go-to dessert, Laura?
I like chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, that's perfect. Why did I not think of that? I just thought, like, ice cream is always the go-to, because you always have one in there in the fridge. And when you open it up, you hope it's not fuzzy, as we used to say when we were kids.
Oh, yeah, right. Freezer burnt.
Freezer burnt. But, you know, it's like, oh, man, we don't have any dessert. Sure we do. We have ice cream. We have chocolate chip cookies. Sure, go to it. Probably. I love ice cream, but I try to stay away from it now. I try to stay away from most sugars now, but every once in a while, a little dab will do you. You know, a little scoop of ice cream. Mm-hmm. Just don't go overboard. And your cookies, right? Good idea. Just don't eat the whole sleeve, okay? Maybe just a couple. Yeah.
My chocolate chip cookies don't come in a sleeve.
Is that good or bad?
They're homemade.
Oh, so you eat the whole tray?
No. Yeah. You have to share amongst the family. Boucher makes the best chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, Boucher, if you're listening, man, get the cookies in the oven. It's National Dessert Day. Jimmy Kimmel is talking about the new iPhone coming up in just a bit. And again, we have that taste test challenge with your kids, Mom. That's coming up. Is it a day in which we should talk about our candy brackets?
Yes, we are going to have to post the results of round one that started on Monday. And man, those comments continued well into yesterday.
That's great. You guys are great participating on the show that you listen to every morning. And we appreciate that. So, yeah, if you haven't been with us, Laura has come up with a trick-or-treat candy bracketology, just like March Madness, but it's Halloween Madness. And we're going to get down to the national champion candy just in time to go shopping for your treats. So that's all on the way. I hear a dog talking in the background.
That's Murph. He's playing with his version of dessert, which is a big old healthy bone.
Dessert, dinner, snack, whatever.
Right? Everything in between. Right, Murphy? Yeah. Okay, he's just wagging his tail now.
Tom and Laura. Talk? And? Tom and Laura and?
Murph in the morning.
94KX. Do you remember when Mom used to say, you're not leaving this kitchen table until your plate is clean?
We always had to eat our age.
You explained this to me once and I forget. What was it again? Eat your age.
Yep. So we didn't have to be in the clean plate club.
Okay.
But when it came to vegetables or things that kiddos typically don't like to eat, you had to eat your age. So if you were 7 years old, you had to eat 7 carrots.
Man. That's some tough rules right there in your house.
Not necessarily. That's typically the number that was given to you. You ate your age.
Ate your age. All right. Well, maybe that could be easier if you only have 7 carrots. And maybe with me, I was 5 and my mom gave me 20 carrots. I'd be like, yeah, I had to eat them all. Anyway, I wasn't a fussy eater, though, as a kid, were you? I ate just about everything.
I pretty much ate everything.
I mean, there's still some things I don't care for, so as an adult, I just don't eat them. But as a kid, yeah, I eat about everything. A new mom challenge, actually a new challenge. And you know how we hate these challenges because sometimes they're dangerous and kids do stupid things like lick things in the supermarket and put it back in the cooler.
Right?
All that stupid stuff. Well, now a mom has come up with a taste test challenge. And she wants everybody to do it. You put all these different foods in front of your kid, and then you have your child eat them and give you the thumbs up or the thumbs down.
Taste test challenge.
All right, first we have pickled beets. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up.
Cottage cheese.
Thumbs up.
What?
Peppered herring on a saltine cracker. Take a big old bite.
Pickled herring.
What do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
All right, horseradish.
Horseradish.
Balsamic vinegar.
Take a little bitty taste.
You gotta put it on a salad.
Thumbs up or down?
Of course you need to like, who likes balsamic vinaigrette just to drink it? Nobody.
I know, nobody does. It has to be mixed with something.
Yeah, come on now, Mom. But horseradish, that's another one of those things.
That'll go right up your nose.
Yeah, before it hits your taste buds, you're right. So this mom did this challenge. It's adorable. The kid's 4 years old. Maybe you could try something at home, moms. Maybe you're dishing out the breakfast right now, and that's basically the way you have to get them to eat it. Oatmeal challenge. Good luck with it, though, Mom. News is on the way next, and the challenge for the day would be just to get through this day. Tom and Laura in the morning looking at a big old bag of candy and wondering what we're going to eat first and what is our favorite. Trick or treat candy bracketology started earlier this week. And Laura, you're having a tough time looking through some of the results because people just don't follow rules. They just give you their favorite. They want to go right to the championship. They don't want to bracket
down. You don't get to make your own bracket, people. You had to follow the rules. I mean, you don't have to follow the rules. It's silliness. It's on social media. Yeah. But, but oh my gosh, some people were just like, to heck with the brackets. I'm going to list for you those candies up there in the way I think they should be, like my favorites.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to follow the brackets just like March Madness or any other bracket in any other tournament your kid might be in. Anyway, we did have some tough matchups. We're going to go down the brackets coming up next hour, so stay with us. Go to our Facebook page and take a look at that. But, I mean, there were some easy ones as far as I was concerned, like Milky Way versus candy corn. Get the heck out of here. Does anybody
Who wants candy
eat?
Corn?
Yeah. Does anybody eat that
no
stuff?
No one wants candy corn.
But then we had tough ones. Kit Kat, Twix, M&M, Snickers. We're going to talk about those coming up as the brackets break down. Mark, you got a favorite Halloween trick-or-treat, bud? You got a favorite candy?
Anybody who gives out anything Hershey,
there
Reese's.
It is. See?
Almonds, if you got them.
Almonds?
There's a theme here. Yeah, like an Almond Joy?
Hershey Almonds.
Hershey Almonds. Okay. Bar. So, and I think the peanut butter cup could beat anything. We'll find out at 7:45 when we check our next bracket in trick or treat candy.
I made up my own bracket.
See, that's what the listeners are doing. You're not supposed to do it.
I couldn't resist.
Everybody's just like, to heck with your brackets, Laura. I love Reese's Pieces and also Butterfingers and also Jolly, and they are like mushing them all together.
You can't do that, people. But we had the Sweet 16. The Awesome 8 will be coming up next hour. Stay with us. Check it out on our Facebook page. For you few people that do like candy corn, which end of the candy corn do you eat first, Mark, or do you just pop it in your mouth?
The handful.
The handful.
Yes, you can. You have to have like three in the same bite.
There you go. According to a new survey, 29% of people say they start with the little white tip.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Start at the top and you work your way down to the fat orange bottom.
There you go. 7% start at the wider yellow bottom. And then 65% of us are like Mark. You just take a big handful.
What about that like 2% that just uses it as decorations for about 5 years now like me?
Well, I turned one upside down last night and I made it into a President Trump lookalike.
I saw that.
What are we talking about here?
I did not post that. I did not post that.
You sent it to me, though.
It was funny.
If somebody's just joining us, they're going to be like, what?
We might
start
have
at the tip
to.
And go to the fat bottom. What are we talking about? Tom's first date or something.
Yeah, let's just take a break. Working our way toward news, sports, and AccuWeather. Tom and Laura in the morning. Sorry, don't like kidney beans. Didn't like them as a kid. Don't like them as an adult. My friend Heidi made chili the other day. I refused to eat it because there was kidney beans in it. My mom made chili months ago when I visited to take care of her. And she said, everybody loves my chili. I said, Mom, I haven't liked your chili since I was 5 years old. Why would I start liking it now?
I don't think it's your mom's chili. You just don't like chili in general.
Exactly. I don't like those red beans. I don't like lima beans either. There's a couple of beans I don't like. Sorry.
Now, how do you feel about like a Texas-style chili, which is all sirloin, typically?
I've never had it. By gosh darn it, you got my attention now. Yes, if there's no beans in it, I'll eat it.
There is no beans. Typically, I have relatives down there. They don't like to put beans in their chili. Wow. They save that for sort of the Tex-Mex side of stuff.
Okay.
Fried beans and the like. So their chili in Texas, at least the kind that I've experienced, is like sirloin or chunks of meat.
When we were kids, we were so poor, we couldn't afford meat. So my mom would put like 90 pounds of beans in the chili, and every once in a while you'd find a piece of hamburger or something. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Here's the 10 foods we hated as a kid and maybe we like now. Number 10 is bacon. I had no problem with bacon. I still don't.
I had zero issues with bacon.
Here's one for you. Yogurt.
I love yogurt.
Maybe you don't like the texture as a kid, but then as you get older, you like it. I've always liked it. Eggs. I like eggs. Over easy, scrambled, whatever. Come on. Here's one for Laura. Number 7, avocado.
I love avocado. Oh, I'm out of avocado.
You better run to the store during the news coming.
I should.
Okay. Wait, I never had avocado as a kid. Now as an adult, I could take it or leave it. Number 6 is fish. I was Catholic. You had to eat fish on Friday. Come on.
Mm-hmm. That was a thing.
Yeah. Number 5, green beans. I love green beans.
So do I.
Number 4, spinach. Most kids don't like spinach. I loved it then. I love it now. How about you?
Spinach.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I love it now.
Yeah.
Like cooked in fresh.
Yes.
As a kid, I think I could have taken it or like left it.
I'll call Boucher and check on this.
You can. Okay. Go for it.
Broccoli comes in at number 3. Always reminds me of President Bush. Well, eat the broccoli.
My mom always put cheese sauce on it for us.
Oh, that really spices it up. Brussels sprouts at number 2. I love them. They're like miniature cabbages. I love them. Kids don't.
As a kid, we didn't eat Brussels sprouts because my mom didn't like them.
Oh,
so she was forced to eat them as a kid.
Oh, okay. So she made the rules. That makes sense. And number 1, asparagus. I love asparagus. Wow.
I like the asparagus has to be crunchy or crispy for me.
Yes.
It cannot be mushy.
Nobody likes a limp asparagus.
Ugh. It's stringy and gross.
I think we need to be reminded that the pandemic isn't over.
Okay.
New numbers. You heard Mark talk about them. We are near 90 deaths in Northumberland County alone, the biggest county in our area. Over 210,000 Americans have died, and for some reason, we seem to think, I don't know, it's over? We announced yesterday 39 states out of the 50 are spiking again. But we seem to be, I don't know, going maskless, and even the president himself saying he wants to kiss everybody. I mean, come on. Come on now. Come off the gas a little. What do you think, Laura? I mean, I find this very upsetting. It's
I do, because a lot of folks will argue about the survival rate, but most of the people who are passing away are some of our most vulnerable population.
Mm-hmm.
So they are elderly folks, and I challenge people, you know, if it's not your grandma, think about what if it was.
Right. Right. That's what we all need to think about.
It's so hard. It really is. Because we all can, I think, collectively say we don't want another lockdown, right?
No, we don't.
We don't want any more stay-at-home orders. Stuff changes so regularly, it's hard to keep up, especially with sporting events. Are there spectators? Aren't there spectators? How many people can we have? What can we go inside to a restaurant? It all changes so fast. I like to remind folks when I talk about this kind of stuff in person that it's all in the best interest of keeping people safe. And if you can't kind of take a step back outside of yourself and just recognize that maybe someone around you might not be as comfortable as you are or as healthy as you are, I don't know. We just have to all kind of think of others right now.
Yes, not just ourselves. Not just ourselves. So keep washing your hands. Keep wearing a mask. Just keep wearing a mask. I mean, just keep wearing a mask. Don't go to parties without a mask.
I know. So many of my friends who own their own small businesses, they really cannot afford another stay-at-home order or another closure.
Right.
So we don't want that to happen. So the easiest way is to kind of just follow the rules. That doesn't make us sheeple. That just makes us kind towards our fellow man.
We have Tom and Laura's bracketology when it comes to trick-or-treat candy. We started this on Monday with the Sweet 16, and Laura, you got them pared down, huh?
I did, and I feel like this could be controversial, but I promise you, I spent about a full hour going through all 100-plus comments that were on there, even trying to figure out when people just went all willy-nilly on me and decided to heck with the brackets. I'm just telling you my favorite candies from this list.
You gotta follow the brackets, though. That's what it's all about. Let's take a look at the left side of the bracket.
Okay.
I think an easy matchup here, Milky Way versus candy corn.
Milky Way won.
Yeah. A new survey says only 50% of people in the world actually like candy corn. So so that's kind of funny.
That's not my favorite.
Yeah, tough bracket here. Snickers versus M&Ms.
Oof, and you know what? The candy that melts in your mouth, not in your hand, came out on top.
Yes, a tough choice for me because I like both, but I had to go with the M&Ms. Next one, I could give or take, Smarties or Tootsie Roll.
This one surprised me, but I'm not a Tootsie Roll fan.
Right.
Lots of people are, apparently. Tootsie Roll wins.
No, I guess that's why we still throw them at parades. no parades this year, but they'll be back. Possibly the toughest matchup on the left side of the bracket, Twix versus Kit Kat.
And this one was pretty darn close.
Really?
Kit Kat ended up winning.
Oh, sorry, right and left Twix eaters. You were left behind. Now let's go to the right side of the bracket. This was an easy one for me, but maybe not. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups versus Sour Patch Kids.
Reese's.
Yeah.
That was a pretty wide margin, although there were a surprisingly number of folk who were like, no, no, we like Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, there is like a niche for that. And Sour Patch, believe it or not, announced yesterday that they have launched a reverse trick-or-treating contest.
Halloween will be canceled.
We're talking no trick-or-treating.
People will have to stay home.
This year, if you can't go trick-or-treating, trick-or-treating comes to you. Reverse trick-or-treat by the Sour Patch Kids. Contactless, of course. And it could come to your city.
Pretty
cool. Learn more at Sour Patch Kids Instagram.
Now, I thought that was pretty neat. And Sunbury announced that they were doing reverse trick-or-treating weeks ago. So listen up, Sour Patch. You should send your truck full of candy to Sunbury. That would be cool. That would be very cool.
Oh, yes, please.
All right, next on the bracket, right side, Skittles versus Twizzlers. We talked about this yesterday, Laura. I said maybe it was an old school versus new school. What do you think?
I don't know. It wasn't even that close. Twizzlers won.
Yay, because I like Skittles, but man, I love Twizzlers.
I feel like when they get cold, though, those Skittles, you could break a tooth.
You could. Next up, we said it was kind of unfair. A sweet chewable candy up against chocolate. Three Musketeers versus
Starburst, and Three Musketeers wins.
That was tough. I don't know.
It was, and it's so funny because yesterday morning when we checked, Starburst was like moving ahead, but then overnight it was like chocolate lovers came out to play. Three Musketeers.
Okay, way to go for the Three Musketeers. And finally, on the right side of the bracket, Nestle Butterfinger against the Jolly Rancher, another chocolate versus a hard candy.
People don't like Jolly Ranchers, man.
They don't.
Butterfinger. Mm. All the way.
Unless that Jolly Rancher is dropped in their Zima. They don't.
I do enjoy that. They need to bring back Zima for a hot second again. That was fun.
There you go. Awesome 8 is what we're down to now. So go to the 94KX Facebook page. Milky Way versus M&M's. Wow.
Oh, so hard.
Tootsie Roll versus Kit Kat. Oh.
Oof.
Reese's versus Twizzler. Oh.
Okay, that's rough.
And Butterfinger versus Three Musketeers.
Again. The Awesome 8. These are some solid matchups, but man, the choices are going to be tough. I'm going to post it on the 94KX Facebook page. Between those choices only, please.
Yes. And then please. When do we go to the next round?
You know what? I think we need to let it live for 24 hours and 24 hours only. We're going to post it up right now. And then tomorrow morning, we'll tally them on up. And the next round down to the, Fantastic Four. Can we say that?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
That copyrighted?
Yeah, let's do that.
Fantastic Four. So Fantastic Four will be posted tomorrow. So get voting, Central PA.
94KX painting the valley pink. special guest, Drew Kelly, with us next hour, talking about cooking men. More details on that coming up. In the meantime, I think it's time for our text word of the day for Knoebel's Hello Fun. What do you think?
Oh, yes, because, of course, Hello Fun started last weekend. It continues this weekend. How many more weekends in October do we have, Tom?
Oh, what do we got? We got three.
Ooh.
And the last weekend is actually Halloween, Saturday the 31st. That's pretty cool.
Sure folks listening would love to win their way in to Hello Fun with a family four-pack.
So just text us this word. Today's word is spider, Laura. Spider.
S-P-I-D-E-R.
Laura spider. Doesn't like spiders.
I don't. If my nephew is listening, he knows that. He loves to tease me about that.
Maybe he'll dress up like a spider this Halloween and knock on your door.
I don't like spiders at all. No, thank you.
Today's text word is spider. Text it to us at 49330 for your chance to text to win with Knoebel's. Speaking of texting to win, it's also a Wednesday at the Wash. We'll talk about that next hour. We got a lot going on as we continue to paint the valley pink. 94KX painting the valley pink again this year with Evangelical Community Hospital and a host of others who make it happen here in Central PA. It's a Pink Wednesday, as we call it, where we used to invite guests into the studio to talk about painting the valley pink. But because of our COVID situation, it's all being done over the phone. And we've got a guy who's no stranger to the phone line, or this entire studio. Drew Kelly is on the line with us now. How you doing this morning, Drew?
Hey, really good, Tom. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You are the big guy with Cooking Men this year, and Cooking Men is a fun one-night event that goes down at the Rusty Rail, and because of the COVID, there's a lot of changes. Tell us how it's different.
Yes, so you're right. This year, we'd love to be able to have an in-person event, you know, at the awesome Rusty Rail, but we had to switch it to an online event, so it's virtual Cooking Men, and it'll still be a way to bring people together, just not in-person, but online, so each one of our chefs will have their own online presence, and they'll encourage kind of their networks to be a part of the event through, you know, just motivating their base and raising funds and just spreading the good word about, you know, everything that the Thyra Humphrey Center does for, you know, for women that need mammograms and, God forbid, cancer treatment.
So the event has changed because of the pandemic, but the cause, Drew, the cause is basically the same, and that's the women out there who might not be able to afford this kind of care, right?
Yeah, it was really important that we, you know, kept the event going, even though that we couldn't be together, because the need hasn't changed. In fact, maybe the need is greater now with the current kind of economic climate. There could be more women out there that are underinsured that need a mammogram and might not have the ability to pay. So funds from Cooking Men directly support, you know, those efforts at the Thyra Humphrey Center for Breast Health. And before we go any further, I just want to thank all the chefs, including you, Tom, and Mr. Laura, also known as Keith. So the support from 94KX and Stoopy Brothers and all of our chefs, you know, we've got Tim and Rick from Mojo and Chris Piper and Micah Miner from Susquehanna Valley Limousine. So many chefs that, you know, said, yeah, we don't really understand what this is going to be, but we're in. We'll help you. We'll support it. So,
yeah, it's great to have people in Central PA that step up when times are tough or when things get wacky, like this whole year 2020. So how people listening right now, Drew, how can they participate in this? I mean, because it is different. Do they say, well, I want to know what Drew's making for dinner. I want to know what Tom Morgan and the Soupy Brothers are doing. How do they participate?
Right. Yeah, so beginning this Monday, you'll be able to go to evanhospital.com/cookingmen, and you'll see all the chefs there, and you'll be able to see what each chef is making, how you can support them. You'll be able to check out their own web pages that they've created. They'll have the recipe on there. They'll have pictures of why they support Cooking Men and, you know, why they want to be a part of breast cancer awareness. So it's instead of a one-day event, it's 2 weeks. It's Monday the 19th. It'll go through Friday the 30th at evanhospital.com/cookingmen.
2 weeks worth of Cooking Men. I like it. Are you going to give us some kind of hint on what Drew, Chef Drew, is preparing?
I don't know. I kind of like to hear from Laura what the Soupy Brothers are going to do. I'm going to do a garlic shrimp mac and cheese.
Ooh, that sounds delicious, Laura. Do we give Drew a hint or no?
I don't know if I want to give away my secrets, although
he
Mr.
did give
Soupy
us a little
Brother
sample.
Himself.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Drew
Keith
helped
and
us.
We were discussing these things last evening. And let me tell you,
okay.
I'm just going to say charcuterie board
wait,
for a party
is
and
it,
leave it at that.
A charcuterie board? What the heck is that? Is that something? What is a charcuterie board? Is it? What is it? I don't even know what's going on, Drew. We know that it's a fancy mix of, give me a hint here, Laura, like meat, right?
There it is.
Soupy Brothers. There it is. All right.
With zhuzhes, of course.
You got to zhuzh. Drew, are you going to zhuzh your mac and cheese?
Up the region, we used to call that the meat and cheese tray.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
There it is.
Now it's a charcuterie board. Okay. So we're both going to be doing a little zhuzhing, and you need to get to evanhospital.com. Give us that again there, Drew.
Yeah, evanhospital.com/cookingmen.
Starting tomorrow. All right.
Monday. Starting Monday.
Monday.
Yep. Starting Monday.
Monday's the 19th. Okay.
Yeah. All our chefs will be on there. Dr. Turner from the Breast Center. Alex Burnt from that Special Place Restaurant in Elizabethville. They'll all be on there.
All right. I like competing with Doc Turner. He's a fun guy. Well, Drew, thanks for taking time. I know things are so busy in this year 2020 at Evan. Keep up the good work, and we'll be battling it out with Cooking Men.
Yeah, thanks, Tom and Laura.
Great day to wash your car. We'll tell you how. In just a few minutes, news is also on the way with a check on sports and AccuWeather. One more time, a beautiful day. A sad, sad day today.
This is a sad, sad day.
You might not recognize her voice, or you may just know her as Berta on 2 and a Half Men. She passed away yesterday.
Oh, I know.
She was
such a cool character.
And you know, you might remember from a television show a long time ago, we should have saved this for a Flashback Friday, Hot L Baltimore was the name of the show about a Hotel Baltimore. And she was the same character almost there as she was in 2 and a Half Men.
Do you still love her?
Of course I do. I mean, you know, we've been through a lot of things together. She's the mother of my son.
Okay, listen to me, Zippy. If that's all it took to make a marriage, I have a husband for each one of my tattoos.
Ellen, we're all here because we love you.
And we don't want to see you make a terrible mistake.
I'm just waiting for my toaster strudel to pop. There we go. I need to talk to Charlie.
I live here too. What's the problem?
I'll wait.
For God's sake, pretend I'm Charlie. Talk to me.
Okay. Hey, Charlie, I thought it over, and if you want me to kill your brother, I'll need the cash up front.
Okay, so she's not overly sophisticated.
Sophisticated? She's two marbles rolling around in a tin can.
Hey, she's got a great heart. She's warm and loving, and she genuinely cares for me.
I stand corrected. One marble.
Actress Conchita Farrell, rest in peace. Gone at the age of 77 after complications of a heart attack. I love that sarcastic humor.
I was just going to say that biting wit can't be replicated.
It will be missed. Sunshine and a great day to wash the car, but I know what you're thinking. I'm dragging the hose out in the driveway. Get that bucket full of soap. It's fall. I only wash my car in the summer. No. It's a Wednesday to wash. It's a Wednesday.
It's time to wash the car.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the day.
Today is the day. And what do we have to do? We have to text a word, right?
That's right. Text that word WASH, WASH, to 49330. You're in the running to get a gift card to our friends at Ultimate Express, and you also get that $2 off.
That's
easy,
right.
Easy peasy.
Yep. Butch and the Boys, they're in Williamsport, Danville, and on the Strip in Sealands Grove. They have two special days coming up, so keep listening for details. Or you can just go to washmydirtycar.com. Two special days coming up where you can get your car washed for free. That's pretty cool. But for now, a Wednesday at the wash. So get out there and get the car washed. I think I'll do that today. What direction am I going in? What direction am I going in?
Where are you driving? Danville way? Strip way?
Yeah. I think I'll do Danville. Then I'm going to be out in the coal region this afternoon.
Ooh.
Yeah. I love me some people in the coal region. I'm going to be visiting some of them people. Along those lines, very sad what happened at Mount Carmel with the football team.
Yes, but I do have to give kudos and credit where credit is due for mindfully taking stock of the situation, saying, nope, we're done, and possibly using this as a learning experience for the entire team.
Completely agree with you. It has happened across generations, hazing with sports teams or clubs, and today is actually National Stop Bullying Day, bringing together students, teachers, and parents to end bullying in school. Now, that just happens to be a coincidence, what happened at Mount Carmel, ending the football season amidst a hazing investigation. So we have to stop this. There's too much hate in this world. We talk about it all the time, Laura.
There is, and I know that certain things are sort of done under the cloak of tradition, right? I get that, but things that happened in the past aren't necessarily things that should continue in the future. So take stock, be mindful, and don't ever force anybody to do something that they don't want to do.
Chad Evans on the way next. A tall, slim, masked man. On the way into the studio, Tom and Laura in the morning, we like to wrap up with a thought for the day.
It's such a beautiful fall day.
Yeah, even the weather guy Steve said that. He's
right.
You know,
he's doom and gloom.
He's usually like, oh, this is great. There's a tornado watch. It's like, Steve, ease up. Today he said, how did he say it? A beautiful sunny day. Sunny fall day.
Which, looking out my back window, it is certainly shaping up to be.
Yes, it is. So your thoughts are of sunshine.
Yes, and a quote from Elizabeth Lawrence.
Okay.
Everyone must take time to sit and watch the leaves turn.
You're absolutely right. I feel like fall comes and goes sometimes because we're caught up in the hustle and bustle of something else.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I will say yesterday, so I had a cross-country meet in the valley.
How'd it go, coach?
SoCo.
Hey,
you win one, you lose one. It's all good. Oh, everybody had a wonderful time.
Try me.
I was the last one to leave, cleaned up some stuff. It was senior day. Looked around my surroundings, and I had to pause. The leaves are almost at their peak. It was so gorgeous by the end of the day yesterday. So take some time, Central PA. Maybe on your lunch break, step outside, watch the leaves turn.
Perfect. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye, guys.